Procédure de qualification 2017.
Employé de commerce, CFC, anglais, compréhension auditive, série 2. Cher candidat, la compréhension auditive que vous allez entendre vous permettra de remplir les documents qui vous ont été remis. Elle se compose de 3 parties, chaque partie étant répétée une fois et comporte un temps de réflexion entre chacune des parties. Veuillez avoir l'obligeance d'écrire très lisiblement. D'avance, merci et bonne chance pour votre examen. Vous avez maintenant quelques instants pour prendre connaissance de ces différentes parties.
Part 1. You will hear 2 short conversations. Write 1 or 2 words or numbers in the spaces below. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Conversation 1. You will hear a man giving some information about a conference.
New online office marketing division, Jane Campbell speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, my name's John Terrell. I'm calling to let you know about this year's internet conference, which will be held next autumn from the 6th to the 10th of November at the South Bank Conference Centre. This year, the quality of the speakers has been a priority, and we are proud to have very important and well-known guests.
Oh, really? Famous speakers such as...
Well, we can count on the presence of Tim Morrison from Intranet Links and Andrew Alsbury from Net Trend, who will conclude the conference.
Andrew Ashbury?
No, Alsbury. A-W-L-S-B-U-R-Y.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of him. It sounds interesting. By the way, could you tell me what time the seminars are at?
Well, the conference centre is open from 9 to 6 and the different seminars run from 9:45 to 5:15. That gives you plenty of time to chat with the lecturers after the speeches.
That's very convenient indeed. One more question. What about the price?
If you book in advance, it'll be £455 for the 5 days. Otherwise, it'll cost you £125 per day on the spot.
And how can I register?
You can either register online or call the booking office on 01664322.
Okay, thank you very much for your call.
Conversation 2. You will hear a man welcoming a new secretary.
Good morning, sir. I hope I'm on time.
Good morning, Ms. Holywell. We have quite a busy day in front of us. But first thing, let me take you to your future boss, the managing director of the firm. Follow me, please.
Is it a he or a she?
It's Mr. Graham Hoxwall. He's a man in his late 50s with a lot of experience.
And if I dare ask, what kind of person is he?
Well, that will depend on you. He's always punctual and he is rather demanding, but fair. If you work efficiently, everything will be all right. If you are distracted, lazy, or if you forget things, he may become impatient and sharp. His previous secretary was fired because she was a scatterbrain. She often arrived quite late and made numerous mistakes.
Oh dear, I feel scared.
Please don't. Generally speaking, he's a very nice person. Okay, here we are.
Now listen again.
Conversation 1. You will hear a man giving some information about a conference.
New online office marketing division, Jane Campbell speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, my name's John Terrell. I'm calling to let you know about this year's internet conference, which will be held next autumn from the 6th to the 10th of November at the South Bank Conference Centre. This year, the quality of the speakers has been a priority, and we are proud to have very important and well-known guests.
Oh, really? Famous speakers such as...
Well, we can count on the presence of Tim Morrison from Intranet Links and Andrew Aylesbury from NetTrend, who will conclude the conference.
Andrew Ashbury?
No, Aylesbury. A-W-L-S-B-U-R-Y.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of him. It sounds interesting. By the way, could you tell me what time the seminars are at?
Well, the conference centre is open from 9 to 6, and the different seminars run from 9:45 to 4:45. That gives you plenty of time to chat with the lecturers after the speeches.
That's very convenient indeed. One more question. What about the price?
If you book in advance, it'll be £455 for the 5 days. Otherwise, it'll cost you £125 per day on the spot.
And how can I register?
You can either register online or call the booking office on 01664322.
Okay, thank you very much for your call.
Conversation 2. You will hear a man welcoming a new secretary.
Good morning, sir. I hope I'm on time.
Good morning, Ms. Holywell. We have quite a busy day in front of us. But first thing, let me take you to your future boss, the managing director of the firm. Follow me, please.
Is it a he or a she?
It's Mr. Graham Hawkswall. He's a man in his late 50s with a lot of experience.
And if I dare ask, what kind of person is he?
Well, that will depend on you. He's always punctual and he is rather demanding, but fair. If you work efficiently, everything will be all right. If you are distracted, lazy, or if you forget things, he may become impatient and sharp. His previous secretary was fired because she was a scatterbrain. She often arrived quite late and made numerous mistakes.
Oh dear, I feel scared.
Please don't. Generally speaking, he's a very nice person. Okay, here we are.
Part 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide who the speaker is. Write one letter, A through H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letters more than once. There are 3 extra answers you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Speaker 1.
You see, Mr. Hathaway, I think you should know that team spirit is absolutely essential to our company. We all help each other and have a harmonious atmosphere. Our company is strong because we work together. So what we need is an employee who is capable of getting on well with other people and who has good social skills. If you are that kind of person, we'll be glad to have you. Speaker 2.
We have an interesting variety of binders. They are all of good quality with a wide range of sizes and colours. Whatever you like, we'll send them to you as soon as possible. What is more, we have a special offer at the moment. If you buy 100 units or more at a time, we'll give you a 15% discount. Payment by credit card is also possible, but if you pay cash, we'll give you an 18% discount, and that is a very attractive offer, don't you think? Speaker 3.
According to your instructions, we have reserved an executive suite for Mr. and Mrs. Blacksmith and the presidential suite for Mr. McDougall, which has been decorated by the designer, Claire Campbell. Both suites are on the top floor with direct access to a private swimming pool. By the way, You haven't mentioned how long they would be staying with us and how the account would be settled. Speaker 4.
We have arranged for a car to pick you up at your hotel at 1:30 in the afternoon, so that, despite the traffic, you can get your 4:25 flight to Miami. You'll have to change planes in Atlanta because there is no direct flight at that time. You should arrive in Miami at 7. I have written down all the details. But should you need any further information, you can phone me on 325-668. Speaker 5.
Good morning, Mrs. Whitby. Mr. Clarendon from Spotlink Manufacture has already arrived. He is talking with Mr. Hogson at the moment, but he wants to meet you to talk about the new contract. You also have to go and visit our new assembly line at 11:30 this morning, together with the board of directors. Then at 3:30 p.m., a car will pick you up to drive you to the airport. The flight to Edinburgh is at 6:50. A car will be waiting for you and will take you to the hotel on the Royal Mile. Now listen again.
Speaker 1.
You see, Mr. Hathaway, I think you should know that team spirit is absolutely essential to our company. We all help each other and have a harmonious atmosphere. Our company is strong because we work together. So what we need is an employee who is capable of getting on well with other people and who has good social skills. If you are that kind of person, we'll be glad to have you. Speaker 2.
We have an interesting variety of binders. They are all of good quality, with a wide range of sizes and colours. Whatever you like, we'll send them to you as soon as possible. What is more, we have a special offer at the moment. If you buy 100 units or more at a time, we'll give you a 15% discount. Payment by credit card is also possible, but if you pay cash, we'll give you an 18% discount, and that is a very attractive offer, don't you think? Speaker 3.
According to your instructions, we have reserved an executive suite for Mr. and Mrs. Blacksmith and the presidential suite for Mr. McDougall, which has been decorated by the designer, Claire Campbell. Both suites are on the top floor with direct access to a private swimming pool. By the way, you haven't mentioned how long they would be staying with us and how the account would be settled. Speaker 4.
We have arranged for a car to pick you up at your hotel at 1:30 in the afternoon, so that, despite the traffic, you can get your 4:25 flight to Miami. You'll have to change planes in Atlanta because there is no direct flight at that time. You should arrive in Miami at 7. I have written down all the details. But should you need any further information, you can phone me on 325-668. Speaker 5.
Good morning, Mrs. Whitby. Mr. Clarendon from Spotlink Manufacture has already arrived. He is talking with Mr. Hogson at the moment, but he wants to meet you to talk about the new contract. You also have to go and visit our new assembly line at 11:30 this morning, together with the board of directors. Then at 3:30 p.m., a car will pick you up to drive you to the airport. The flight to Edinburgh is at 6:50. A car will be waiting for you and will take you to the hotel on the Royal Mile. Part 3. You will hear a conversation about property development. For each question, choose one answer, A, B, or C. There is only one correct answer per question. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Now, every time I switch on the television, there seems to be some program about houses. Property development, that is, buying houses, renovating them to increase their value, and then selling them on again, seems like an attractive money-making opportunity to many people. but property development is a difficult thing to get right. And in the studio today, we have invited an expert, Deborah Wilkinson, who is going to tell us a bit about where a lot of people make mistakes. Deborah, is it true that making money from property development isn't as easy as it looks on TV?
Absolutely. There are several reasons why people go wrong. And the first is that many people fail to realize that in property development, you make your money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. If you spend too much money when you buy a house, you will never make a profit out of it. So you really need to learn how to negotiate the price.
Is buying a house at an auction a good idea?
Oh, it is. It's a great way to pick up a bargain. But it's easy to get too excited about making a purchase, and you can end up paying more than a house is worth. It's important to give yourself a limit and stick to it. It's also tempting at auctions to buy a house that you know nothing about, and that's a real mistake, too.
What sort of things do you need to find out?
All sorts. One important thing is the location. Property is always sought after if it's near a school and has nice green areas nearby. People often assume that the best property to invest in is one that's in the nicest, smartest part of town. But you'll pay a lot for a house there, and your profit margins won't be any bigger. Things like access to public transport and shops and services are actually far more important. You've also got to consider how much the cost of refurbishing the place is going to be and how much you will realistically get for the property once you're ready to sell it. Don't invest too much when doing the place up. Many people fall into the trap of trying to recreate their dream home, but you need to consider who is likely to want to live there in the future and what sort of decor and fitting they will need. A professional couple may want a nice finish. But if you plan to let it out to students, for example, there's no point spending a fortune on a nice kitchen or bathroom.
So, how can you ensure that you're getting a bargain?
Look for the right seller. An estate agent will be able to tell you about anyone who needs a quick sale and will be prepared to sell for less. People might be moving abroad or getting a divorce, and those are the types of people who are more likely to accept a lower offer. Don't just rely on agencies, either. Look at ads in the newspaper. People often advertise if they want to keep their fees low. You can make a deal directly with them, and you won't have to go through an estate agent. And keep an eye open as you're driving around. If you see an old, run-down house that looks as if it has potential, just knock on the door and ask if the owner has considered selling. That's how I bought my first house. If you come across a house that doesn't look lived in, you can contact the land registry and find out who owns it. They may be prepared to sell it.
Thank you, Deborah.
Now listen again.
Now, every time I switch on the television, there seems to be some program about houses. Property development, that is, buying houses, renovating them to increase their value, and then selling them on again, seems like an attractive money-making opportunity to many people. But property development is a difficult thing to get right. And in the studio today, we have invited an expert, Deborah Wilkinson, who is going to tell us a bit about where a lot of people make mistakes. Deborah, is it true that making money from property development isn't as easy as it looks on TV?
Absolutely. There are several reasons why people go wrong. And the first is that many people fail to realize that in property development, you make your money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. If you spend too much money when you buy a house, you will never make a profit out of it. So you really need to learn how to negotiate the price.
Is buying a house at an auction a good idea?
Oh, it is. It's a great way to pick up a bargain. But it's easy to get too excited about making a purchase. And you can end up paying more than a house is worth. It's important to give yourself a limit and stick to it. It's also tempting at auctions to buy a house that you know nothing about, and that's a real mistake, too.
What sort of things do you need to find out?
All sorts. One important thing is the location. Property is always sought after if it's near a school and has nice green areas nearby. People often assume that the best property to invest in is one that's in the nicest, smartest part of town. But you'll pay a lot for a house there, and your profit margins won't be any bigger. Things like access to public transport and shops and services are actually far more important. You've also got to consider how much the cost of refurbishing the place is going to be and how much you will realistically get for the property once you're ready to sell it. Don't invest too much when doing the place up. Many people fall into the trap of trying to recreate their dream home, but you need to consider who is likely to want to live there in the future and what sort of decor and fitting they will need. A professional couple may want a nice finish, but if you plan to let it out to students, for example, there's no point spending a fortune on a nice kitchen or bathroom.
So, how can you ensure that you're getting a bargain?
Look for the right seller. An estate agent will be able to tell you about anyone who needs a quick sale and will be prepared to sell for less. People might be moving abroad or getting a divorce, and those are the types of people who are more likely to accept a lower offer. Don't just rely on agencies either. Look at ads in the newspaper. People often advertise if they want to keep their fees low. You can make a deal directly with them, and you won't have to go through an estate agent. And keep an eye open as you're driving around. If you see an old, run-down house that looks as if it has potential, just knock on the door and ask if the owner has considered selling. That's how I bought my first house. If you come across a house that doesn't look lived in, you can contact the land registry and find out who owns it. They may be prepared to sell it.
Thank you, Deborah.
Fin de l'enregistrement.